everybody, and welcome to this special edition of the Pitching In NPL show, as this week we're looking back at last weekend's results in the playoff finals across all four Northern Premier League divisions. Later, we'll be catching up with the manager at Marine, Neil Young, following their promotion to National League North for next season. We're also going to be hearing from his counterpart at Stockton Town, Michael Dunwell, and Mitch Austin at Harbour Town. But before that, let's go to the West Division and to Prescott Cables. It finished in Saturday's playoff final in the West Division. Prescott Cables 2, City of Liverpool 0. A big commiseration to City of Liverpool, but what a fantastic season it's been for Paul McNally's side. However, Prescott Cables are the team that go up to the Northern Premier League Premier Division for next season via the playoffs. And on Thursday, I caught up with the manager at Prescott Cables. It's a big welcome back to the show to Steve Daly. Well, Steve, a big thank you for joining us and, well, big congratulations. Promoted to the Northern Premier League Premier Division for next season. How does that sound?
It sounds very, very nice. Thanks for having me on.
No problem.
Yeah, no, it's been a bit of a whirlwind week last week. So things are starting to settle down now. But yeah, things are starting to sink in.
Yeah, I mean, and we'll get to the playoff final and the playoff semi final as well. But obviously, you've got to get to the playoffs. And we've discussed it in the past, but it got down to the wire, didn't it? With the West Division, so many teams involved as we headed into April. How pleased were you to get the thing done with a game or so left?
Well, I mean, the league is so competitive, wasn't it? And, you know, you only have to look at City of Liverpool, the way they come up the tracks at the end. They were like a steam train. But, yeah, it was. We had a couple of goals of getting it done, so we knew to get into the playoff. But, like I say, we could relax. I mean, we still had to go and win the last game to make sure that we got home advantage, but it was a big pressure off us, so we sort of went out there and enjoyed it, to be honest with you.
How important was it the way you bounced back after the Widnes game? Because, like you say, I mean, it was a bit stumbly towards the end, but then you've got those two victories at the end of the season, which got the job done. So how important was it to bounce back the way you did?
Yeah, well, I mean, Widnes were good on the night, and there was a few games this year where we didn't perform. The Widnes one was one of them. We weren't great at all. But I think it was a bit of a blessing in disguise, to be honest with you, because the confidence was up. Everything was going really well. And I think it was a bit of a kick up the backside, if you like, to sort of humble us a little bit, bring us back down to earth and give us that motivation to go and kick on and you know, get the concentration levels back to where they needed to be. But so I was really pleased to come back after the Widnes game, to be fair, because, like I say, it wasn't a great performance or result.
Obviously, as a manager, you want to get the job done as soon as possible. But do you think it was beneficial in a way that it wasn't all signed, sealed and delivered by mid-April, that you had to, you know, even the last game of the season, like you say, you wanted home advantage. I mean, even that, it gives you some momentum heading into the playoffs.
Well, yeah. I mean, look, obviously, you start the season and ideally everyone to win the league. So that was the first thing. But once that had gone, I would say if I had the time again, I'd like to say, yeah, get it done early. But I think the way it happened, I think especially then, you know, you're going into the playoffs and you're going right to the wire on whether you're going to be at home or not. It all adds to the excitement. So now we've actually won it. I'm sort of glad it happened the way it was, because it was, you know, it was exciting right till the end. And, you know, we were fighting for every single point right till the end, even the last game, to secure home advantage. So, yeah, I wouldn't change what happened. I mean, it was unbelievable, to be fair.
Yeah, and when you look at the crowd as well on that Tuesday night game, because obviously there was a bit of a Merseyside feel to the playoffs this season in the West Division, which meant, you know, obviously great crowds, but I think Prescott Cables, it would have been a big crowd whoever you played, but over 2,000 there on that Tuesday night game against Bootle, and it went to extra time. What was that whole evening like?
The Bootle game, I mean, I was quite calm. I know we beat Bootle a couple of times this year and drew with them, but we know they were a very good team. But for some reason, I don't know, you get a feeling sometimes, and I just felt our lads were in a good place and we were ready. I mean, the game wasn't great, but I think we were still deserving of the victory. What I do think was really important is the Tuesday night set us up with the crowd for the Saturday, because that, you know, when they come out and the roar off the crowd, and it was a little bit, I think, probably a little bit intimidating for both sets of players involved. But because we experienced it on the Tuesday with that many there, I think it stood us in good stead for the Saturday, because obviously, you know, they played in front of that before, so it was more they knew what to expect, and I think we handled the Saturday far better than we did on the Tuesday. So it was great. I mean, but the crowd, 2,100 people, although I suspect there was probably a couple more there than that. No, but it was fantastic.
And obviously, you know, taking us to Liverpool as well, and you mentioned, you know, the second half of the season. I mean, we had Paul McNally on when they were doing the FA Trophy, and, you know, they were slightly behind everyone else. They were towards the relegation places at one point this season. They have had that momentum behind them, that's for sure. That's a tough test on the Saturday in that playoff final, but you must be delighted with the fact it was not just a win, but a clean sheet as well against them.
Well, that was the fourth clean sheet on the bounce. So I kept getting reminded of the Bootle game that Bootle's got the best away record. But I had to keep reminding people, well, our home record is pretty impressive as well. So that sort of cancelled that out. So as I say, to keep a clean sheet against them as well as in extra time was, you know, it was excellent. But then to go and do it in the final as well, it was very pleasing. And it capped off a great day.
So, Prescott Cables back at step three.
That sounds nice.
It does sound nice. Obviously, you're going to be taking on, look at the league table, you know, you're going to be taking on hosting Macclesfield next season, you know, Hyde United, Ashton, FC United, Blyth Spartans, some big names in non-league football visiting Prescott Cables next season. I mean, what's the mood at the club like? Has it settled in yet, that prospect?
Yeah, well, I mean, I think Prescott Cables is a big club. That's the way we view it. We're sort of back where we belong. We've over the last year, we've made massive strides off the pitch. You know, the crowds are attending in more and more. So we just want to keep moving the club forward, and we just keep working hard to do that. As I say again, with myself and Wacker, we've already been working on getting new players in and where we need to be and what we need to do. And we understand it's going to be difficult, but we're all excited, if we're being honest, and really looking forward to it.
And what's it like at the moment, Steve, as well, because with regards to recruitment and that side of things? Because I mentioned the fact the playoffs were very Merseyside heavy this season. You can mention the fact Marine got promoted. I think South Liverpool did well, didn't they, in the North West Counties. So, I mean, the place must be buzzing at the moment, that Liverpool City region, non-league football-wise. And I'm imagining as well that makes your job a little bit tougher, but also maybe a little bit easier as well with the enthusiasm that's going around at the moment.
Yeah, well, I mean, first of all, the around Merseyside and the standard of football and the standard of players is outstanding. I mean, like I say, if you only have to look at the playoffs and then look at Marine and obviously South Liverpool, and right the way through the standards, it's a top standard, isn't it? And, you know, Liverpool are renowned for being a great footballing city and community, and it's certainly living up to that. Being honest, obviously we've got our targets. Yeah, I've got a this week. We're meeting with the board next week, because obviously, you know, we've moved up a league now, so you know we're looking at, we've got to be looking for more money off the board, to be honest with you. So we're open to see what budget we can get, and then we've identified a few targets that we're going to be speaking to, and hopefully we can secure them, as well as keeping the team together who finished last year, and that's the plan going forward. So. We've got to work with the club on and off the pitch now, and let's see where we go with it.
Yeah, early days, obviously, with this question.
Of course.
What do you think's possible for next season? Because obviously, Workington, Marine, and Rylands have obviously come up out of step four recently, and have competed really well, to say the least. I mean, what do you think's possible?
I'll know a bit more of that after next week when I know my budget. like I say, until you know what budget you've got and you know what players you can bring in and attract. One thing I will say is this group of players that we've got, I'm excited to see how far we can push on again up the levels. I've got great faith in them myself and Wacker, but we also understand that there is a shift in levels and we do need to bring in to help the lads that are already here. So, yeah, a little bit more of a better indication once I know where we're working with the budget.
No, good stuff. And just a final thought, really, Steve, as well. I mean, it's just over a year since you took over as manager, and it's gone well. I think we can safely say that. I mean, when you do get tired, because obviously you've got the budget meeting, you've got to prepare for next season, you will have a week off as well at some point, I'm imagining. So when you do get to take a step back, what do you think about it all, really? Have you really had time to digest it all? And if you have, I mean, what's your final thoughts, really, as you head towards next season and step three football?
Do you know what? If I'm being honest, I hope these are a spell that hits me where I can sit back and sort of enjoy it. But it's not really me as a person. I don't really look what... I mean, look, I know what we've achieved and it's been fantastic. But for me now, it's just on to the next. And that's the way I've always been. Whatever I achieve, then your goals get bigger, the next step gets bigger, and you strive to work towards that. So I hope there's a moment where they actually sit down and really appreciate what we've done. But I don't know, my target's just on what we can do now and how we can get better going forward. And I sort of get carried away a little bit on the next thing in hand, and that's just me as a person. So look, we know we've done unbelievable. We know what we've done. Everyone's buzzing at the club. Like I say, we've got an exciting time. We know the work's going to start now, and we're just looking forward to see where we can go.
And I'm just going to say as well, Steve, I mean, when you do get a chance, have a listen back to some of the previous interviews we've done this season, because all we're talking about is just how competitive the West Division is, how well Prescott are doing, but how impressive that is given the nature of the division. And to get promoted out of this league is phenomenal. So a big congratulations, Steve, to yourself, all the coaching staff and everyone at Prescott Cables. A big thank you for taking the time out of your day to join us on this week's show and all the other shows that we've done together this year. And have a lovely summer and catch up again soon.
Thank you very much. Lovely to speak to you, and thank you. Have a good summer.
Prescott Cables manager Steve Daly there joining us here on this week's edition of the Pitching In NPL show. Let's go to the playoffs now in the Midlands division. And at Anstey Nomads on Saturday afternoon, Harborough Town won the playoffs in the Midlands division by 2-0. Commiserations to everyone at Anstey Nomads. What a fantastic first season it's been at step four for Tony Blanchard's side. However, Harborough Town will be making their way up to step three for next season. And I caught up with the manager at Harborough Town. It's a big welcome back to the show to Mitch Austin. Well, Mitch, a big thank you for joining us and big, big congratulations. What an afternoon that was. How was it, the 2-0 win in that playoff final?
Yeah, it was good. Good day. Boys worked extremely hard. Stuck to the task well. And triumphant. So yeah, delighted for him.
Just going back before the Anstey Nomad games, there's so much to talk about since we last spoke, Mitch, because obviously there's the issue with the points deduction, what impact that had on things. I mean, just to go back to that whole situation, I mean, the club knew about it before it was publicly acknowledged, and it looked like, as a coaching staff and as a playing squad, it had no effect whatsoever, but I'm imagining it did.
Cool. It was, we probably knew about 8 weeks before we actually got deducted. Got pulled in, chairman pulled me in, and I actually thought I was getting sacked. He said, I had to tell you this. And I thought, what have I done? I'm flying on top of the league. I'm just about to get sacked. Sounds like I'm going to sack me. And he went, we played an eligible player. He said, look, it was just like an admin error, you know, at the time. Was devastated, absolutely devastated. So I actually was contemplating leaving at the time because I just thought, oh, I'm top of the league, you know, this is not my fault. I'm trying to blame everybody else but myself. Then when I, you know, woke back up, I thought to myself, well, actually, a manager has to manage with good times and bad. And I think, well, I've had so many good times at Harborough and not experienced many bad. I just thought maybe the journey as a manager is always good. And then I thought, actually, no, the journey is up and down. You have to manage a good situation and bad situations because that is the key word, manage. And then I had to look at what does this take to get through this? And it was, first of all, composing myself, making my staff believe, you know, that we can still do this, and then implementing that into the players. It galvanised us in a way because we was doing really well, and then it was picturing what we could do and what the rewards were, even though we was deducted 6 points. We were still aiming to win the league, to be fair. The talk was, lads, imagine if we could still win the league and still get deducted 6 points. It'd been unheard of. You know, this could be an unbelievable chapter we could write. And everyone was behind it. Unfortunately, you know, we slipped up in some key games, Corby being one of them, Russian Diamonds we lost, which was out of nowhere. And the rest of the hard games we won. So we just fell short by, I think it was about 4 points in the end, with the 6 points deduction. So I think we'd have won the league by two or three. But, playoffs, that's all she wrote.
Yeah, and just going back to, you mentioned how you approached it and it did have that galvanising effect and all that, but fair play to, Anstey Nomads and Spalding United, because even with the points deduction and the run you were on, it was still a pretty formidable effort, like you touched upon. So to be 4 points behind with those two not slipping up too much either, that's all credit to all three of you, really, in the title race you were all part of.
Yeah. Listen, credit to them both. Anstey Nomads, good side, really good side. Spalding, good side. But, not to sound... Sawyer or anything like that, I believe we was the best side in the league. We just didn't have the best admin at the time. And I think going and winning the playoffs after was just our rewards for being a decent outfit. But look, credit to them both. It was a good three-horse race. Went to the wire. Close, very, very close. I'm just glad that we got some rewards from a really tough season.
Yeah, and it was a really tough playoff as well, not just the Anstey final, but obviously we should mention Hinkley-Leicester Road and that game as well. 15 points the gap when all said and done between yourselves and Hinkley-Leicester Road, but you're both even in that semi-final heading into it. That was quite a tough game, to say the least.
Yeah, Leicester Road, well, I can't remember playing a good game against them. We beat them in the step five season by 3 points. I can't remember a game that we've actually gone there and dominated. It's always been tight, or we've got away with one. Did we get away with one on Tuesday? Yeah, to an extent. But at the end of the day, it was about coming out being successful. Nobody remembers for the style of play or the dominance in the game. It just is the same as Spalding. When everybody looks back, they'll never remember that Hopper Town got deducted 6 points. They'll just remember Spalding winning the league, because that's what it says with the C next to it. But yeah, credit to Leicester Road. Good side, some great players. If they can keep them all together, I'm sure they'll do well again next year.
Yeah, and how do you prepare for the final then? Because obviously you've had to play extra time, you've had the stress of a penalty shootout and all that. How do you prepare for a game against Anstey Nomads? And just to remind you, and I'm sure you knew this already, but the opening game of the season was Anstey Nomads away and you got beat. So that must be tough preparation.
Mentally, we had to just remain focused, because we went in it in such good form. Apart from the Diamonds game, we didn't concede in a long time, we scored a lot of goals. We was ticking games off quite efficient. And it was just a mental thing. The boys were tuned in, not just me, Staffy as well. We made sure the boys were tuned in that we wanted to remain confident of what the rewards were, but not arrogant to be too big-headed or big-time going into the game. So we told the lads how to get the rewards and what it looked like. And they played it to a T, to be fair. It helps when your winger pops up and scores in 5 minutes in.
Yeah.
And then we can take control of a game or try and nullify the opposition. And I thought we was worthy winners. Well worthy winners.
And on that note, the defensive side of things, that's always a bonus, I'm going to say. When you've got the defence you've got, if you can score early, you can take control of the game. And that looks like that's what happened.
Yeah, listen, when you've got Elliot Taylor, who's, probably, I would say certainly top two keeper in the league, then you've got people like Alex Morris, Ben Williams, Dan Cooper, Izzy Baisley, Dan Forbes, Josh Walsh, any of them in the back four, they keep clean sheets for fun. We're very lucky. We're disciplined. We've got good foundations. We know our structure. Yeah, if we can get a goal, it's going to be a tough day for anybody.
Yeah, but that said, 1-0 and all that, it's still a dangerous lead. How great was it when that winner went in added time? That must have just been such, with everything that we discussed about the points deduction and all that, must have just gone right out the window at that point, and it must have just been this calmness about the place, I'm going to suggest.
It was, so when it went in, obviously, euphoria, because obviously it was signed, sealed and delivered then. Just obviously all the hard work from the season was wrapped up in that moment. Lewis Rose chipping the keeper, certainly after, it was a great end to that game. I think it was our just rewards. It completed the season. And I was ecstatic. I already ever dreamed of being a step three manager at one point. At one point, to be honest, I dreamed about being a step five manager. So progress has been brilliant, and I wonder what's next. To be fair, every time something happens, or we win something, or a promotion, or whatnot, it's like, okay, what's the next goal? So we'll go away as a team next week. When I come back, I'll try and work out what the next goal is.
Yeah, I was going to say, I mean, when you look back at, because you've been manager there, what, less than 4 years, isn't it, really?
Yeah.
There's now two promotions in that, and just to be two seasons, that's step four, and breeze through to step three. What does this mean for you personally as the manager, and what's been achieved at the club in such a short space of time?
Well, I've had three full seasons. I joined halfway through a COVID season, so I only had six games. And then I had three full seasons and two promotions in that time, one title, one playoff final. What it meant for me, I had a five-year plan to be a UCL manager, so UCL would be step five. Mm-hmm. I think I was a reserve manager at the time. And again, I had a five-year plan just to be a UCL first team manager. And I still remember it now, and I try to keep myself humble with it because, yeah, I've had a couple of promotions, but there's still a long way to go. There's still a lot of people out there who's doing well. There's certainly a couple more. Certainly one more promotion for me while I'm at Harbour Town, and then I'll probably retire with my feet up.
I'm just speaking about the challenge of next season. Obviously, we don't know about geographical alignments and all that, but the chances are it will be the Southern Central Prem, won't it? And, you know, I'm looking at the teams in there, Telford United, Stourbridge, Halesowen, the return of Stamford, of course, Kettering. I mean, everyone at Harbour must be buzzing about the prospects next year now.
Yeah, for sure. I'm a Poppies fan, to be honest. Started my youth managing career there, was assistant manager there under Marcus Law, under 21 manager there. Always had aspirations to potentially at one day, that's changed recently, but one day be the Poppies manager. But now only because I'd never thought I'd be able to take a team into a similar level to them. So now it's going to be a total change of remit, and let's see if we can beat them. But the likes of Halesowen and Telford, just massive, massive clubs. And what we are now is we're in the big boy league, and we're playing some really big established clubs, and now it's our turn to grow. And that's what we need to do. We need to grow. We need to develop. We need to embrace every moment, every fixture, look forward to the bigger crowds, meeting the new managers, working out the players, systems and formations, and just enjoy it. There's no pressure on us. I certainly don't want to get relegated. That will be one remit that we'll do. Try my best not to get relegated, and then just have a season of enjoyment, whether that's winning, whether that's losing, and just learning, being the best we can be. Then the season after that, who knows? We can see if we're capable of maybe competing a little bit better.
And last question, Mitch, because obviously going to the Southern Prem means no more NPL show interviews for you, Mitch, I'm afraid. But been an absolute pleasure catching up with you over the past two seasons with Harbour in the Northern Premier League. But when all said and done, when you look back now, I mean, what do you think about what's been achieved? I mean, this is just immense, isn't it? Your final thoughts, Mitch?
My final thoughts is, it's, I think we're on Wednesday today, so we're four days in. It's only starting to sink in now. I think the progress that's been made by the football club is outstanding, and I'm very lucky to be Harbour Town manager. I think it was a great fit at the right time for both parties, and I'm delighted to be here and have the opportunity to fulfil a little dream in trying to be as competitive as possible in a competitive league in, step three. And I hope the success continues.
Well, Mitch Austin, manager of Harbour Town, a big, big thank you for taking the time out of your day, not just on this particular show, but throughout the past couple of years or so. A big congratulations to everyone at the club on a fantastic season, and congratulations on the promotion, and all the best next season at step three.
Thank you. Top man.
Mitch Austin there, manager of Harbour Town, joining us here on this week's edition of the Pitching In NPL show. Let's go to the playoff final now in the East Division. And this was an epic playoff final, to say the least. 4-4, it finished after extra time. Quite a phenomenal game of football. Big commiserations, though, to John McDonald and everyone at Dunstan. However, Stockton Town won in a dramatic afternoon on Teesside. And on Friday, I caught up with the manager at Stockton Town. It's a big welcome back to the show to Michael Dunwell. Well, Michael, a big thank you for joining us. And, of all the playoff finals, I think this was the most dramatic one over the weekend. 4 all, going to penalties, 5-3 on penalties to your side, getting promoted to the Northern Premier League, Premier Division. How does all that sound?
Yeah, it's there's quite a lot there to take in, isn't there? Just like there was on Saturday. Yeah, we don't do it the easy way. I don't think we ever have. But what a game. Credit to both teams, you know, they put on a spectacle for all the supporters that were there. And unfortunately, on the day, there has to be one winner, you know. Luckily, it was us, because it could have gone either way. There was probably times in the game where we thought, from the sideline, or even the fans thought, you know, we were dead and buried. But with this group, we just kept going and kept going, and we got a little bit of luck at times. But there's times over the past few weeks where we haven't had that. And we held our nerve in the penalties, and what a way to win it. Obviously, we'd have liked it a little bit easier, but I'm sure everybody who was there will never forget it.
No, absolutely not. And I was going to focus on the final itself, but you're right to bring up the last couple of weeks as well, because your nerves must be shredded, to be fair. To be fair, Michael. I mean, it's just the whole roller coaster of the title race, what Hepburn did, because that was phenomenal, what they managed to turn around. Yeah. You could be forgiven for the wheels coming off on the Tuesday night game, especially against Carlton. You know, Tommy Brookbanks, you know, he knows what he's doing in these pressure situations.
Yeah.
I mean, roller coaster, I think, is the term.
Yeah, definitely. I think my wife actually said that the other night. Well, then she sat there. I think we sat down on Monday eventually, and she said, "I'm glad it's all over." Because what a roller coaster it's been, you know. Obviously, they go through all the emotions that I go through. And yeah, there was probably times where you thought, obviously, Hebben went on that unbelievable run, which they did, and credit to them for what they did. You know, not many teams will do that again, and they thoroughly deserved, you know, pipping us at the end. But we didn't. It would have been easy, I think, for us to throw the towel in and feel sorry for ourselves, and we didn't do that. We got together and we stuck together, and we got our rewards in the end.
How proud are you with that performance against Carlton Town on the Tuesday? Because I've supported a side that just missed out on a title, and then the Tuesday, everyone's deflated. It just doesn't happen, and that's easier said than done. What you've done there on that Tuesday night game.
Yeah, and I think the performance that we put in as well, I think that sometimes got missed because of how dominant we were. We'd played them a few weeks earlier and they'd done a number on us, you know, and that was still in the back of our mind a little bit because that was the only league game we lost at home in the league all season. So we wanted to put that right, and we did our homework on them from that game, and we'd had them watch a couple of times in the run-up to it. And the players were outstanding. They never stopped running. They work for each other. And to be honest, on the night it probably could have been a couple more. But what I liked about the players after the game was there wasn't too much celebration. It was more or less job done, move on to the next one. And that's what it was. We all went on, then we were back in on the Thursday. We were probably sick of the sight of me after that week.
And speaking of the next game, obviously, you know, you're playing Dunstan. We know how good Dunstan have been this season as well. I mean, the 2-0 up at half time. At that point, do you feel like it might have been a bridge too far?
To be honest, no, because our performance in the first half wasn't too bad. It was, they had two, I wouldn't even say good chances. There were half chances, which Maskell scored two great goals, you know. And it was about getting the next goal. And we did get the next goal, but then we'd give another one away straight away. No, we never give in at half time. There was obviously a few choice words said about that we let ourselves down a little bit. But the performance was there, and we just kept going and kept going, and obviously had to make changes during the second half when we went 3-1 down, and the subs had an impact straight away, and we were pleased with how we finished the game off. We finished quite strong considering we ended up with 10 men for the last 12-15 minutes due to Tom Porter's coming off injured, and we'd used all three subs.
At that point, the time's ticking along, isn't it? I mean, when does Michael Sweet get his statue?
That's what people have been saying. To be fair to Sweetie, he's been promising to do that for a while. We just haven't found him. I mean, he's been unlucky with probably the amount of minutes he's played this season through one thing or another, whether it be injury or the form of other players. But the thing is with him, he turns up week in, week out, and he just gives 100%, and you know what you're going to get with him. And like I say, he's been promising to do that for a few weeks. We just haven't put the ball in the right area. And if you put that in the area for him, he'll attack it and he gets his rewards. And he went and scored a penalty as well, which was good for him.
Yeah, and going back to that conversation you had with your wife earlier this week, you know, I mean, even this game, it's just it's more of the same, isn't it? Up and down, you know, you get back into it, then Jack Maskell scores his hat trick in extra time. It's just not going your way, is it? But then, you know, Kevin Hayes pops up and, you know, I used to be able to do somersaults like that back in my youth as well. But, I mean, it's just that up and down nature. I mean, who would be a manager? I suppose you would with moments like that.
Yeah, you would if you're on the right side of it. Yeah, obviously John would probably say something different. But no, when we went 4-3 down, obviously there was still quite a long time to go. I think he scored about 4 or 5 minutes into extra time, so you've still got 25 minutes to go. But Kevin does what he does, you know, he practices that in training every week, and every time we get a free kick, he tries to do something different. And finally he did what he's actually been practicing, so and it come off and it was a great finishing. Unfortunately, in the celebrations, Tom Porter's partially ruptured his Achilles tendon, so he had to come off, so we played the remainder with 10 men. And when people are on the, you know, the legs are gone, and you just got to, I think they got through it on adrenaline in the end, and we probably could have nicked it. Elliot Beddoe's come on and had a few good chances, and then Maskell's at the post in the dying seconds, so it had everything, you know. And like I say, it's unfortunate that somebody has to win, but I think over the season we deserve to get promoted, and I think that there'll be very few who could argue with that.
Here's a weird question for you, Michael. It's one of these hindsight questions, but would you have rather won the league straight, or would you have rather done it this way? Because I'm imagining the memories will last a lot longer this way round.
I think for the heart, you would have rather have had the league title. Obviously for the memories and stuff, you've been promoted, and the way you've done it, people won't forget it. And you've obviously, over the two games, it's good revenue for the club as well, because we were at home, had sell-out gates, and they'll have done well out of it. But we would have rather obviously won the league, which is what our aim was at the start of the season. Unfortunately, we fell short by a point, but we then went and got the job done. So we're happy either way. But like I say, people won't forget that game for a long, long time.
No, and we've singled out a few players, obviously, but we do have to mention those crowds as well, because it felt like an FA Cup third round match, didn't it, really, where you're hosting a Premier Division side. I mean, there was crowds five deep watching it. I mean, it was just, that's proper, isn't it, what you got there on the Tuesday and on the Saturday.
Yeah, and like we've had crowds like that in the past, but I think when we've had the Vars games against Maskell, we had both semi-finals, and we've had some big crowds when we've played like likes of Hebburn this season and the derbies that we've had, and the fans have been amazing. I mean, obviously it was still all to play for when we went to Belburn. We took 4 buses, and I think there was between 300 to 400 there at Belburn, which is, you don't get many football league teams who take that away. And our away support this season has been unbelievable. But at home next year, I think it's going to be really important for the crowds to be behind us. It's going to be tough. There's going to be some really tough games next year. You just got to look at one. You play Mattersfield. We were a professional outfit, and we would never have ever thought when we took over Stockton 10 years ago that we would be playing Mattersfield Town in a league game. And obviously you've got like some Blyth Spartans, Whitby, Morpeth, obviously Hebburn are in there as well. You've got some really, really big games, FC United and Manchester, so it's all exciting, and I'm sure the fans are really looking forward to it, and they'll play a massive part again next season.
And I thought about all that because we had Matt Carruthers on a couple of weeks ago, you know, previewing the running basically. And, you know, he mentioned just the journey that Stockton have been on. You know, you've still got players there who've been on this journey all the way through as well. I mean, it's been a phenomenal rise, really, when you think about it. Everyone at the club must be so proud.
Yeah, I think when we sat down, I think we all met up again on Sunday, and we just, obviously, you talk about, I think it was 8 years ago we got promoted out of the Wearside League, which was step 7. Obviously, we had 2 years where the leagues were disrupted. So for us to come from step 7 to step 3 in such a short space of time, and not with, like, it's not where you've got big money men putting people in and having the biggest budgets in the league. It's about how we've got the right players, and you have the right mentality at the club. The club's ran really well. You know, Martin does a great job as chairman with the likes of Wayne Dennis and the rest of the committee behind him. And it's very well run, and we don't live beyond our means. I think once you start doing that, you get into a little bit of trouble, and I think you've seen that with a lot of clubs recently, you know, sometimes get a little bit ahead of themselves, and we can't afford to do that because we've seen what can happen. So the club's really well run, and I think it'll continue to be like that going into next year as well.
And you've already mentioned some of the sides you'll be visiting. What do you think's possible at step three? If I can ask that question.
I was asked this.
In this week of all weeks, you've just asked.
I've been asked this quite a few times. I think you've just got to go into the season and with an open mind and see what happens. I don't think we've ever been promoted and gone, right, we just want to stay up and finish, it'd be fifth bottom to stay in the league, you know. We've always surprised ourselves, and hopefully we can do that next year. You know, I think we'll probably add a few players to strengthen us, as we know we will need to do at the next level, because it's really, really tough. But we just go into it. We've got to go and enjoy it. But again, we've still got to go in with the same mentality that we want to try and win every game, which is what we'll do. And we know we're not going to do that. We know there's going to be some really, really tough games. I mean, there's some really, really big sides in there. And, anyone can beat anyone. I know in this league that we were in, it was a tough league, but this is another couple of steps higher, you know. The levels that some of the players have played at in this league is a lot higher than what some of our players have. So we have to stick together, and I'm sure we'll be okay. And where we end up, we'll end up. But I'm sure we'll do okay in the league above.
But before all of that, Michael, you need to take a well-earned rest, I'm going to suggest. This has been an epic season. I mean, you've already mentioned Dunstan and Hebburn, and you're throwing so many teams in this East Division. It's been so competitive this year. Well done for getting out of the division and getting promoted. And, big congratulations for Saturday. And, have a lovely break over the summer. And we'll catch up again very soon.
Cheers, Ben. Thanks very much.
Michael Dunwell there, manager of Stockton Town, joining us here on this week's edition of the Pitching In NPL show. So congratulations to Stockton Town, Harborough Town and Prescott Cables, all making their way up to step three for next season. Let's go to the team making their way to step two. That's Marine, and that takes us to the Moss Rose on Bank Holiday Monday, where it finished Macclesfield 1, Marine 2. Big commiserations to Michael Clegg and everyone at Macclesfield. However, Marine taking the victory there, and they will be playing National League North football next season. And on Thursday, I caught up with the manager at Marine. It's a big welcome back to the show to Neil Young. Well, Neil, a big thank you for joining us and a big congratulations. Promoted to the National League North. How does that sound?
Yeah, for a club like ours, Ben, to do what we have done in a very tough division, you know, it's great to be able to take the club to the National League North for the first ever time. So, yeah, really proud of what we've achieved, mate. And hopefully, you know, we'll enjoy the next few weeks and then get ready properly.
How was Bank Holiday Monday? Because obviously, you know, it's a big game. There's over 5,000 people at the Moss Rose. You're taking on a quality Macclesfield side, but you got the job done. I mean, how was the match itself?
I thought we played well. Obviously, we had to go in with a game plan. I think if we didn't, we would have got beaten quite easily. But we know what we're about. We work hard. We have a certain way of playing. Great credit to the players, the effort and the determination that they show. And as I say, we had a game plan to try and nullify Macclesfield best we could. We always knew that was going to be difficult. When we played them the last two times, first time they beat us quite convincingly, although it was only 2-1. Last time we played them, it was a lot closer. We thought we should have got something out of the game. So yeah, we had an opportunity. We had a chance. And we managed to take it. The lads were fantastic. As I say, worked really hard. And to win at Macclesfield, you know, when the playoff is, it was great credit to them all.
And when Bainbridge scores that goal just before the 70-minute mark, obviously you've got that crowd behind that goal. And I mean, what was that moment like? Because obviously there's still 20-odd minutes to go and job not done yet, but that does relieve the pressure somewhat, that a goal like that.
It does, but when you're actually in it, you don't quite realise. I was only saying actually today, it's good now that people are sending photos through and you can watch the game back and you can watch the highlights back and various things. Because as a manager, you don't really take it in at the time. You're trying to concentrate on what's next. Obviously, you're up against the quality side. They're going to be making substitutions. They're going to change the way that they play. Your game plan's going to change slightly. All those things. And you know, as you said, there's still 20 minutes to go. So there's a good chance that they're going to be piling on the pressure. So, yeah, I didn't really get too tied up in what was going on. It was more about the game and focusing on what we could do to, you know, to try and see the game out best we could.
And heading into the Perth final, obviously you've had to take on Warrington Rylands, and we all know how good Warrington Rylands are on the road. But it comes on the back of, you know, a very good end to the season, because I think we can forget, you know, heading into April, you were part of that mix, weren't you, with the likes of Worksop, Hyde and Ashton United. But in the end, you got into the playoffs quite comfortably. Was that handy? Because you mentioned the preparation going into the Macclesfield game. I'm imagining you've had time to prepare for these playoffs as a whole as well, thanks to how you finished the season.
Well, we went on an unbelievable. We got beat at Hyde, at home to Hyde, sorry, in January the 6th, I think it was. And he beat us easily. He battered us 4-1 on the day. We were able to make some changes, and then we went on an unbelievable run. I think we won 20 games out of the 23 in all competitions. 9 out of 10, I think, we finished in the league. So, yeah, I mean, we weren't quite able to plan because of the way the playoffs are set up. You know, we were battling for home advantage on the last day, so we had to win at Ashton, and obviously they were still had an outside chance to playoff. So we really, really wanted home advantage in the semi-final. We thought that would give us best chance against the good Ryland side, as you said, who had beat us, I think, 4 weeks previously. So we did. We had to go full strength all the way, really. We didn't have any opportunity to take our foot off the gas. But I think, if I'm honest, that best suits us. That's the way we are. I think if we do come off it, we lose what we're all about, which is determination, physicality, and trying to close and press all we can. So I think it worked in our favour a little bit.
Yeah, and obviously, you know, getting home advantage in the semi-final. I mean, I mentioned the away following on Monday, but the home following on the Tuesday wasn't bad either, was it? I mean, that's what these playoffs are all about, and I'm imagining the fans have acted like a 12th man in these two matches.
Yeah, Dunbeny been unbelievable. You know, the fans, and as I said before, you know, looking back, you see those celebrations when Bainbridge does score. It's a proper football match, isn't it? Proper away end, everyone going berserk. All different ages, and it's fantastic, mate, to see. And I think that's what makes you most proud as a football manager, when you see those scenes and how much joy you bring into people. And as you say, our home gates have gone through the roof, home and away. The fans have been tremendous. I'm glad that we've been able to give them such a great season, you know, to get to the first round of the FA Cup, win the Liverpool Senior Cup a couple of weeks back, and then obviously to be able to get into a playoff final away at Macclesfield and then come out on the right side of the results. You know, I think most of them are on cloud nine, if I'm honest.
it's been an epic season. I mean, we've caught up numerous times, you know, talking about not just the league, but the FA Trophy and the FA Cup as well. So, I mean, it's just been a brilliant season. And when you can look back a little bit now, Neil, and you know, the season we've just had, but also the meteoric rise as well, you know, from step four to this point now where you're on the verge of playing matches at step two. I mean, this has been quite an era at the club under yourself.
It has, and something I'm very proud of. You know, I keep going back to when we first got into the club and the change, you know, the change, how we've had to change everything, how the club have changed, you know, and how they've been prepared to back me in terms of how we work. And as you say, to get to step two, if I'm honest, so soon, it has come as a surprise to me. But watching these lads and what they've achieved and how they work, every time we train and how they go out, they represent the football club in the right way. You know, their work ethic is incredible, and you know, I'm made up that they've been able to do it.
And I'm just looking at who's in the National League North for next season. You know, obviously South Shields, Chester, a club you know very well, Warrington, Scarborough, Buxton, Darlow, Southport. It's proper this, isn't it, next year?
It is, mate, yeah. I thought I was going to get a bit of an easier summer, but it doesn't look like it, does it? You know, from a recruitment perspective, I'm shattered. And obviously the playoffs and things take the season, you know, a bit further on than what it would normally be. So that reduces your time off a little bit. So, yeah, it's a case now of trying to prepare again for what comes next. But I'm a big believer in enjoy what you've achieved first, and then we'll look at it. There'll be plenty of players knocking about as we move forward.
Obviously, it's May, and you've got one step at a time. You've only just got promoted. But what do you think is possible at Marine? Because, you know, I mentioned a couple of teams there who've come out of the Northern Premier League and have adapted very, very well to a competitive National League North. So what do you think is possible at Marine next season?
I think what you just said, we want to be competitive. We want to be the best we possibly can. I've never, ever gone into a league, you know, even when I was in the National League with Chester part-time against Luton Town and Cambridge and Lincoln and teams like that, that I'm going to go in there just to, you know, to stay up or whatever. We've got to try and prepare best we can. As you say, there's some teams in there done really well this season. and I don't see why we can't ourselves. But that's down to recruitment, you know, budgets, etc., which will all be revealed to me in the next week or so. And once we know that, we'll start preparing best we can. You know, and we've done really well this season. We've got to try and carry that on in the main if we can.
And you mentioned it already about the club being on cloud nine, but just how much is everyone buzzing, really? Because this is brilliant, isn't it, really? I mean, what's the mood at the club like as you head towards the close season now and preparing for next year?
Oh, unbelievable. I think the standout statement for me is the chairman said, and he's obviously been at the club a long, long time, and he said it was his best day at the football club on Monday. You know, and he's seen a lot, you know, and he's been there a long time, and he's had some great success, obviously, in the 90s and that. But, you know, he made a statement to me basically saying that it was his greatest day at the football club. So, you know, that's a big statement, and, you know, that goes a long way for me.
And just a last question, Neil, just before you go off into the summer and all those preparations for next season. Obviously, we've touched upon it a bit in this interview, but you've done it again. You've got a team promoted to the National League North, and it's been a brilliant season. And it's like we mentioned, it's been a brilliant era. I mean, what's your closing thoughts really about what has been achieved? If you've had time to really think about it,
yeah, it's been a different challenge, Ben. Much different challenge, very much in different ways. Like it was at Chester, where, you know, Chester was starting again. I thought, you know, we needed a reset at Marine. I think before I got there, they were 8 years battling relegation and ultimately got relegated, and obviously a lot of soul searching, etc., to get to where we are. So very proud that we've been able to. It doesn't just happen. It's been a lot of hard work going into it to get there. On a personal basis, you know, people write you off very quickly in different walks of life, but in football as well. So from my perspective, you know, to be able to have an FA Cup first round, an FA Cup third round, two Liverpool Senior Cups and two promotions in the last 3 years, you know, I'm very proud of what we've achieved as a management team and as a football club.
Yeah, job well done, Neil. And a big thank you for taking the time out of your day to join us, not just on this show, but throughout the last few years or so where you've been in charge at Marine. And a big congratulations to yourself and everyone at the club on the promotion. Have a lovely summer, and we'll catch up again soon.
Thanks, Ben. Thanks for your time, mate. Thank you.
Neil Young there, manager of Marine, joining us here on this week's edition of the Pitching In NPL show. And that's it for this week's edition of the show. A big thank you to all the managers who've joined me this week. Just one more show left. That takes us to next week, where we'll be gathering at the Heat and Hop for one last recording for this season, as we'll be looking back at another fantastic year in the Northern Premier League Premier Division. However, in the meantime, you can keep across all the goings-on from the world of the Northern Premier League by visiting the website www.thenpl.co.uk. But that's it for this week's show, and I've been Ben, and you'll make sure you all have a lovely weekend. Bye-bye.